This is Jesse Wakefield, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I would like to recommend one of my favorite classic novels, North and South by Elizabeth Gaskell. First published in 1855, the story follows Margaret Hale as she is uprooted from her comfortable home in the south of England when her father leaves his employment as a minister. They find themselves in Milton, a northern industrial mill town where Margaret is initially repulsed by the ugliness of her new surroundings. She feels like an outcast, with no sense of purpose, until she becomes aware of the poverty and suffering of the local mill workers and develops a passionate sense of social justice. This is intensified by her tempestuous relationship with the mill owner and self-made man, John Thornton, as their fierce opposition over his treatment of the employees masks a deeper attraction. I was absolutely blown away by this book. Gaskell had a superb way of capturing human nature and relationships that rang true, transcending time. There was such a wide array of personality types and points of view in this novel. The conversations were powerful as characters debated about class, unions, masters, the meaning behind work, and how everyone deserves civility regardless of their station in life. I was struck time and again of how civil these discourses were, and how two diametrically differing viewpoints were spoken with passion, and both parties were willing to stop and meditate on what was being said. Some could argue this is a lost art these days. And then there's the love story that is a thread throughout. In my opinion, this love story is up there with those of Jane Austen, and I was all on board with a happily ever after between these two. Visit the Sioux City Public Library and check out North and South by Elizabeth Gaskell or one of the many other classic novels.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.